News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Attorney General of Kentucky has called the case against Meta the largest consumer protection lawsuit in American history. Now, the case opened yesterday in Oakland, California, which raised the question, why was the Kentucky Attorney General talking about it at all? This is because there are quite a few in the way of plaintiffs.
That is right. So
Jess Kelly, I should say, News Talk's tech correspondent.
This case was originally filed in 2023, and it's a coalition of 29 U.S. state attorneys general coming together. And it's being led by attorneys general from California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey. Now, before the break, you were talking about tobacco, right? And I heard the mention of Philip Morris and the significance of that. This is the modern day version. This is nothing to do with the content that we have seen on social media platforms. This is different from the case that we saw at the beginning of the year, which focused on the harm done to one individual. This primarily focuses on the fundamental design of Meta platforms, which primarily in this instance are Facebook and Instagram. The lawsuit alleges that the company knowingly designed features that encourage compulsive use by children and teenagers while understanding or concealing the risks to young users' mental health. So it's all about the design.
Possible penalties that they face if found guilty?
Very significant. So we've heard figures in the trillions here, which is quite interesting. You know, some people are saying that it could go up to $1.4 trillion. What's more likely and what we've heard is that the attorneys general are seeking 200 billion euro in damages. Now, that's akin to the annual revenue of Meta, which is a significant sum of money, but it's nowhere near that trillion figure. The judge in this case has said anything near the trillion mark is completely unreasonable.
Sets a heck of a precedent, though.
It does set a heck of a precedent. But the big thing here, Anton, and the reason why we need to watch this is, we know the argument. We're kind of familiar with this notion now of, you know, damage by design and so on. But it's about the enforcement of the penalty. If you look at what's happened in other big tech cases. So in 2023, there was a case against Google. Google received a hefty fine. There was also talk about breaking up parts of the company and so on and so forth. Very little of that was enforced. It was essentially akin to a slap on the wrist. So while this is going to get a lot of headlines, a lot of talking points and talking heads coming out about it, it's about the enforcement of any fine that comes from it.
And that is, of course, if there is findings made against them,
yes,
that require there to be a fine, which we'll only know at the end of proceedings. What happened during day one then?
So yesterday we started by hearing from the Californian Deputy Attorney General Megan O'Neill. She told jurors that the evidence will show that Meta designed apps to hook users, especially children, retain their attention, collect their data, and conceal the full extent of the risks. That's a very strong, very stark opening statement. Other state attorneys highlighted internal company documents that they say will show Meta was aware of the concerns about teen addiction. This is stuff that we have heard pretty consistently over the last number of years. I always reference Frances Haugen here, who worked at Meta, was a whistleblower. Meta's lawyers then got up and rejected those allegations. They argued that the research does not establish that social media harms adolescent well-being in the manner that was alleged by the states. They also seem so hung up on the definition of addiction. Now, also later on, as things progressed through the day, we heard from a former Meta employee and whistleblower who was an early witness, and he tried to showcase that Meta knew the impact of their platforms. They went out of their way to engage, to hook, to use the Attorney General's language there, the younger users. We heard quite a bit of this earlier in the year at the first social media addiction trial. We heard about things called school blasts, where internal conversations and memos from Meta showed that a discussion was had as to whether or not an alert gets sent to school children during class, during chemistry class, to try and get them to sneak a look during the school day. These are conversations that internal documents were brought to the court in the first case. I'm fully expecting us to see that over the coming weeks. We're also potentially going to hear from Mark Zuckerberg again, as well as the head of Instagram. They both appeared at the case earlier this year. Now, it's a coin toss as to whether or not this will happen. Obviously, since the initial addiction case, there's also been a significant, it was $900 million fine against Meta in New Mexico. They've had a shocker of a year. And so what Mark Zuckerberg says, if and when he testifies, will be poured over with the fine tooth comb to see what the vibe is in the company at the moment.
Although I would have thought, if you're a lawyer and you're faced with the prospect of putting Mark Zuckerberg on the stand and you look at his previous testimony in either interviews or before congressional committees, you might want to resist the opportunity if you could.
Would it be your decision? If you are Mark Zuckerberg, this is your life's work. This is your reputation. This is the reputation of every person that has ever walked through the doors of a Meta building. He might want to put himself forward. We know that in recent years, he has become a bit more media savvy. He did the Joe Rogan podcast. He wants to get his narrative out there. This is a global audience who are watching. Again, time will tell.
Jess, thank you very much. News Talk's tech correspondent, Jess Kelly. Claire Byrne is going to be with you in just under 5 minutes. That is pretty much it for us on Breakfast. Anything you missed and you want to have a listen back, you can go to newstalk.com, or of course you can use the Go Loud app. All of our items are uploaded there as podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.